from the WGXC newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Some minutes of various Hudson Common Council committee meetings have not been submitted and made a part of the public record. Common Council President Tom DiPietro fears that information is likely lost. The recording and submission of those minutes to the city clerk is the responsibility of committee chairs. DiPietro said at the council's May formal meeting that he is thinking about hiring a secretary to take notes and write up the minutes of committee meetings given council members' failure to provide thorough and accurate accounts for the record. DiPietro is looking into several options, including the purchase of recording devices for use by committee chairs. The list of committee chairmen not in compliance includes 1st Ward Alderman Kamal Johnson, 2nd Ward Alderwoman Tiffany Garager, 4th Ward Alderman John Rosenthal, and 5th Ward Alderman Dominic Maranti. In an informational poll conducted during the May meeting, DiPietro asked committee chairs to declare their preference for handling the note-taking. 7 offered to keep their own minutes, while 3 expressed a preference for a secretary. Editors note DiPietro and Johnson, a WGXC volunteer on-air host, both are currently on political hiatus. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Columbia Green Hospital Foundation announced June 4th it raised nearly $600,000 to support Columbia Memorial Health. According to a press release, the event featured a special auction that raised $180,000 to support CMH's purchase of 3D biopsy technology. The acquisition is expected to increase the organization's 3D mammography capacity, which was made possible by donations received in 2018. Foundation Board Chair Patty Matheny said, and I quote, "The combination of 3D mammography and 3D biopsy will mean that breast cancers can be detected earlier and treated far less invasively than ever before. We are enormously grateful to our donors for their gift of life and hope for breast cancer patients," end quote. Nearly 400 business and community leaders, public officials, CMH staff, and CMH supporters attended the ball at historic Catskill Point. Longtime supporters and CMH trustees Mary Gail Bible and V. Richard Back were honored. Read the full press release at ColumbiaMemorialHealth.org. The Daily Freeman is reporting a 32-year-old woman who posed as a homeless 15-year-old to enroll in Cairo Durham High School has been convicted of falsifying business records, the county court reported this week. Michelle Ann Goodrich was convicted May 28th, and she will be sentenced at a later date. On December 19, 2018, Goodrich enrolled in school. Under federal law, the Cairo Durham District was required to accept her because she claimed to be homeless. School officials then contacted the Greene County Sheriff's Office, which launched an investigation. In the meantime, the woman rode on a school bus, attended classes, and had lunch at the school on December 21, 2018. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Rachel Silberstein is reporting for Capital Confidential. A bill to require plant-based food options in hospitals was approved by both houses of the state legislature June 3rd. The measure would require hospitals to offer a plant-based food option as an alternative to every meal or snack offered to a patient at no additional cost. The bill's co-sponsor, Assembly Health Committee Chairman Richard Gottfried, said, and I quote, "The more that New Yorkers embrace healthier eating choices by consuming plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables, the healthier we'll be. When we're in a healthcare facility and have less control over what we eat, it is even more important that nutritious, plant-based foods are among our options, especially as the connection between diet and chronic health conditions becomes clearer," end quote. The bill now goes to Governor Andrew M. Cuomo for signature. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.